welcome Josh Levy, co-founder and CEO of Document. Is it Levy, by the way?
Yeah, Josh Levy.
Okay,
Common
awesome.
though. No worries. I go by any of them.
Founder and co-founder and CEO at Document Crunch. Welcome to the show, Entrepreneurs, Business, and Finance. Hello, Josh.
How are you doing today?
Yeah, thanks for coming on. Josh is based out of Atlanta, although this is a national company with a national footprint with over 50 employees now in a relatively short period of time. I mean, not overnight, but 3 or 4 years. Am I right on that?
Document Crunch has been a thing for a little over 5 years now. We're like, we started programming it and doing some of the research and development around it in stealth. But I have been the CEO full time in the business now for just over 3 years.
So that may be as a good lead in. So, what led you to now? I know you have a fantastic resume with a law degree, University of Miami, and you have top-notch experience working in large construction companies. So obviously you saw a need. You knew enough about construction and contracts between your law degree and your construction experience to fulfill that need. But I don't think you just woke up one morning and flipped an egg and said, I'm going to start it. So how did you get started with the idea of Document Crunch?
Yeah, it it truly like was a culmination of my entire career's work, but then the ultimate decision to take the leap, if you will, it did take a little bit of time. It wasn't just one of those spur of the moment things. But look, I've spent my entire career, as you noted, as a construction attorney. I was a construction management major. Then I went to law school. I worked for a really large the preeminent construction law firm in the US in my hometown of Miami. In fact, about 15 years ago this summer, I was a law clerk in that office, and I clerked at the time for what was a young partner at that firm. Fast forward 15 years later, he's not so young anymore, though he gets mad at me for saying that. But he's the managing partner of that firm, and he's my co-founder of Document Crunch. So you can just kind of see we're a pretty relational company. And Adam, my co-founder, and I go back that long. But anyway, we practiced together in South Florida for several years, exclusively around construction. My wife actually just told me right before we started recording, I think it was 9 years ago today, we transitioned to Atlanta, Georgia, because a really large general contractor, J.E. Dunn Construction, based out of Kansas City, they have a big office where you are too in Dallas, but they brought me in-house. I worked in their Southeast business unit. I ended up, after a few years there, kind of rising to lead that legal department, the Southeast business unit. Increased quite a bit while I was there. Like we almost doubled in size. It was kind of like I got there as they were coming out of the recession in 2015, and then kind of things really started jamming in the construction industry, and they almost doubled in size while I was there. But anyway, all of these experiences really kind of helped inform what I was seeing in the construction industry, which is to say that construction contracts are foundational to our industry. I mean, aside from the fact that we're called contractors, like, right? Like that's kind of speaks to it. But think about this. There was a study by one of our big partners, Procore, recently. It's a $13 trillion global industry. 50% of projects finish over time or over budget. So when you think about that, what that means is 50% of the time, someone who signed up to build that project, or maybe multiple people who signed up to build that project, subcontractors, general contractors, architects, owners, suppliers, insurance carriers, whatever it is, 50% of the time, some of those entities or one of those entities is going to have to pay more to complete that project than they thought they would when they signed up for that project. 50% of the time, that's really a large percentage of time. And it's correlated to two things and two things only. What does the contract say? In other words, like how is the contract negotiated? The contract becomes the law of the project. So it's important that the contract say the right things that entitle you or protects you from the right things. But really importantly, and construction's super dynamic, Henry, is it's not just what the contract says. It's how the contract is administered by the project team during the course of construction. Let me play that back for you. I may negotiate for you because I'm a great lawyer that worked at a big law firm. You're a construction company. I may negotiate something that says when it rains in Dallas today, you get entitlement to your delay costs, and you don't have to pay for the delay to the project if it rains. So you pat me on the back. You just paid me $800 an hour to negotiate that fair term for your contract. Like, well done by me. But if it rains tomorrow and your project team doesn't follow the procedures that are specified for when it rains, or they didn't realize that they could ask for rain, or they didn't give notice the right way related to rain, guess what? You just won the 50% of the time you're going to pay more money than you thought you would sweepstakes. So it's not just what the contract says, but how the contract's administered. And that's really the ultimate problem that was inspiring to me, like in my role in this industry. I understand that most of the industry doesn't have someone like me to help them understand what the contract needs to say. But more importantly, big contractors, small contractors, you have legal counsel, you don't. Project teams are not made up of lawyers or contract professionals. Project teams work in the trailer every day where things are happening right now in real time, where they need to understand what the contract says and what play to call based on what the contract says. And I don't care if you're a big company or a small company, my thesis and my experience in this industry, and frankly, what the whole construction industry has since validated in the last several years since we've been doing this thing at Document Cruncher, these people need help. There's a ton of liability that goes into mishandling, frankly, the contract during the administration of the project. And I just got sick and tired of all of the pain that I saw out there, bad projects, wasted fees, like fee erosion or profit loss on little dinks and dunks because people were giving away entitlements, wasted money on consultants and attorneys' fees, distracted project teams when there was a contentious situation at the project, careers derailed because the project wasn't, didn't perform financially. And even worse, the worst is, companies that just have lost everything in litigation. Good companies, like really good companies. And I believe that this is foundational to our industry. And I started realizing a little over 5 years ago with my co-founder Adam that there was certain technology that was emerging, which was starting to be able to, like I would say, fill in a lot of the cracks that I saw in our industry around this pain. And that is what led to us deciding that Document Crunch should exist and creating, frankly, the category of contract compliance for the construction industry and the built world at large. And that journey of 1,000 miles started with just a single step. We started just kind of formulating a hypothesis around this and kind of seeing what the AI space, what it could do, how we could kind of bend it to our mind's eye of like how we thought compliance should happen. And one thing led to another. And over a period of time, this thing just was clearly an incredible opportunity. I wish I could say I just jumped in the deep end. I didn't. I kept my day job and did this nights and weekends for a while as we kind of started to watch some early traction form, by our colleagues kind of in the construction industry. But after a while, I remember a little over 3 years ago, my wife just looked at me and she just said, like, life is short. If not now, when? I have two little girls, had a good corporate like job, right?
Sure.
Retirement, house in the suburbs, all the stuff. But I'm so glad. I know this is all about like entrepreneurship and business and whatnot. I don't know what the end story of Document Crunch will be, though it has been an epic journey thus far. And I think it's going to be a really big company. But here's what I do know. If there's one lesson that I've learned, it's what's on the other side of betting on yourself and the doors that the world like opens up for you when you do that. Now, I think what gets lost in the romance of that statement is keep in mind, I served and understood this problem for over a decade before I did something entrepreneurial with it. So to me, it wasn't like just some blind, like I'm passionate about what I'm doing because I lived with it for over, I spent my whole career on this. And so I do think having that experience was super important to my ability to be good at this, at what I'm doing now. But once I had that experience, that gave me the right to have a strong point of view. Betting on myself is the lesson. Like Document Crunch was successful already because of what I've learned as a human being of what's on the other side of betting on oneself and taking a chance.
I can see you have a lot of support on your website and in your community. personally and professionally, it looks like success stories, people and believe in what you're doing. I mean, that's got to be very gratifying when people are pleased with the results and they're making referrals and you're getting new employees and you're solving problems. And
It's the most gratifying thing in the world. And in fact, last night I was talking to somebody at my company who's a rather new employee. And he would just in passing said, you know, he's been here for several months now, but in passing, he said, you know, my wife told me the other day, he's doing a great job, but he said, my wife told me the other day, you seem like the best version of yourself. And like that to me, because he took a chance when he took the job at Document Crunch. And that to me is the most gratifying thing. Or speaking to the chief information officer of a large contractor today, one of our customers who just said, you know, he actually, this is a quote. He said, you're not a product, you're a partner. Like he had invited me to come speak to his whole company about like how I, where I see this going, because his point to me was like, we love your product, but it's, you're a partner. And that, you know, our first core value is being warm-hearted. It goes back to this origin story about, you know, Adam and I. Think about how long of a relationship the two of us have had. It's 15 years in the making. You know, relationships are super important to us. It's what drives this industry forward. That what we call the Crunch community, that support system that you have, that you're alluding to, you know, I think it's like comprised of a few things. One, we're an incredible place to be. Our crunchers, our employees, they're all incredible. This team is like, you know, world class. In fact, you know, I have some later stage investors now that have made an investment in Document Crunch and say like, there's not a company way later than you that has a better culture than you. Like this is like for any stage, you're best in class with just the culture. So one, it's that, right? You can't have the success that we've had or the following that we've had without the types of people that are driving that and ambassadors for that every day. So that's one. You know, two, and I feel very confident to say this. I don't know if I would have said this a few years ago, but we are the standard and own what is the best practices around complying with your contract for the construction industry. Like we are the best practice, and the industry has bought our vision, and they're all along for the ride on that vision. And that doesn't mean that everything is perfect and that, you know, the product is what it will ultimately be in 5 years from now. It's a journey. But we've built a movement around this vision that the industry believes that contracts don't have to be such a source of liability. And they're along that the ride for that vision. So you've got, you know, this great energy from the crunchers. You've got the industry bought into our vision. And then finally, and this is again an incredibly gratifying part of this whole thing, we have an incredible product that's being used by the best construction companies every single day. While I'm sitting here right now, it's like, I can't even stop watching our product metrics. They just like tick like a, like, you know, just like a ticker. Just, it only goes in one direction, but our product is excellent. That was really hard. I could not have built this product without an incredible team. It would have just been a good idea, which it was a good idea 5 years ago. It truly was a good idea. And, you know, my mom would tell you what a smart boy I am because of what a, you know, what a great idea I had. But and Adam had, but the reality is that like there's a lot of hard work and dedication and empathy for our customers and the industry that goes into building an exceptional product. So when you see what you see, the support system as you described it, what we call our Crunch community, what you see is really a culmination of those things: incredible energy from the team, a shared vision from our industry, and frankly, a product that's meeting the promise of that vision. It's not finished. It will never be finished. My VP of product, Will, you know, he's incredible. He's been with me for almost as long as I've been the CEO now. You know, once upon a time, I was like, oh, you're just going to finish this feature and then you can move on to the next one, like a construction project. Like, I just want to send the crew on to the next thing that we're going to do. And he looked at me and he said, it doesn't work that way. I'm going to Barcelona. I've got some work stuff there in Madrid next week, but I'm going to Barcelona with my wife first. We leave Thursday. We're going to Sagrada Familia, and it's been under construction for like 118 years. That's how a product is. There's no end. Once you put it out there and the users start using it, it's in a constant state of evolution. And so you have to just keep going. And I didn't know that when I started. I thought we were just going to build a thing, we'd be done. But no, it doesn't work that way. It's a continuous cycle, but those are the three pillars I think of when you sense that there's a good energy around us. That's it. Product, people, shared vision with the industry at large.
saying, there's no standing still in life. You're either going forward or backward. So I think you are obviously going forward. Atlanta is a great place. I went to Emory there, and part of the reason I went there is because it's such a vibrant city. So you're in, have relatives there. I ended up in Dallas, another vibrant city, but that's a good place to be basing out of as well, even though I know you're, are you in all 50 states now or almost?
Yeah, I mean, we definitely go as far as Alaska. I know that. I don't know if we have like all of the Dakotas yet, but we're in most of the 50 states. And, in fact, we're starting to, enter into our first contracts in the Middle East, in the UK. We have an eye toward Latin American expansion. I mean, there's a big world need for our product. We have a ton of interest from Southeast Asia. In fact, part of why I'm going out to Madrid next week is to meet with some international stakeholders through one of my investors that have all expressed a big interest in our platform. Yeah, but going back to Atlanta, I'm glad you said that because we're about 50 employees now. When we're here in a year from now, we'll be probably somewhere between 100 and 150 employees, and we're really making an investment in the local Atlanta community. We have like three primary hubs. We were a COVID baby, so we started out as a remote company, but we've kind of formed these three pockets into Houston, Austin, and Atlanta. Just that's kind of the hot spots, but we're really getting deeper in both the Austin and Atlanta area, kind of moving forward and starting to put down more roots. So I don't know if you're are you familiar with the Avalon, the space, the Avalon? We just took out some new office space up there, which is the part of the reason why is we constantly have customers and employees in town, so it's a great area to entertain folks. But yeah, we're in this little park there. I think Microsoft has an office there, and then there's another construction tech company, great company called Kahua, which is based here. I'm friends with the founder of that company. He's been a bit of an early mentor to me, and it's kind of like this little, I don't know, like tech hub up in the north part of Atlanta. And yeah, we're going to be going much deeper in that area now. So we're all in on Atlanta. It's an outstanding startup community, an outstanding business community, and frankly, a hell of a place to raise a young family. I'll say that.
My father was a lawyer, and I think that's where I got it. I've always treated my attorneys and as partners because, and I've tried to bring them in and educate them about what I'm doing on my business because it is so important. So that's really neat to hear you say. Obviously, you've got proven success, but just to express that, that your clients are telling you that because it is tremendously important. And I remember, when I had my home building company, we weren't that big, but and it weren't all we had more contracts than a lot of people did, put it that way. Because I wanted to document it and make sure that part of the reason to document it is so you're on the same page and you agree. It's not because you're going to ideally fight about something later. It's so you know what you've agreed to and you go back later and say, well, this is what we talked about.
That's exactly right. Look, construction is super dynamic, right? There's a bumper sticker that stuff happens. I don't know if this is rated R or not, but in construction, that really reigns true. Going back to the whole 50% of projects finish late or over budget, the contract won't prevent that from happening. Like external circumstances like weather or supply chain disruptions or there's a litany of issues, confusion over the design documents, whatever it is, there's a litany of reasons why our industry finishes late. We can't prevent those from happening, but the contract dictates what happens when that happens. And so understanding that that's done right and that your team understands it is super important. And so, yeah, having a clear understanding and clear terms that govern the relationship, every project's like a mini business. Right. And you just need to understand what the protocols are for that business. Yeah.
Protocols. So competition. You're a pioneer. You're leading the industry. The industry is buying into it, I understand. Is it really, how do you define competition? How fast you can grow, how fast you can.
Yeah, that's a great question. I think that. And you're seeing so much about AI today, right? And one of the very first use case that we had, and this is before this whole AI craze, was we were making construction contracts easier for people to understand, right? That's like the core of like what we do. But that was never the end of the vision. The vision was then starting to tie those insights into like automating workflows for the industry and then providing, you know, headquarters essentially peace of mind that the industry was making good decisions every day during these workflows that bear on contract compliance. And so there are people that are competing on bits of this. There's a ton of companies out there that are competing on, you know, what I'll call like that document intelligence. Like, hey, we can, you know, AI can help you understand your documents better. So that's pretty cool. We're purpose-built for construction, and that has definitely been a great head start for us. But more importantly than the core document intelligence, we think about this idea of being a platform, a compliance platform, a platform that doesn't just have document intelligence, but then supports workflows unique to our industry, and then also helps the industry or the construction company at large, you know, de-risk their operations through good, you know, instilling best practices, tracking those, getting proactive insights, et cetera. In that regard, we don't have any real competition. You know, that's kind of a mouthful of what I just said. It's not complex in the way I think about it, but there is a lot of components that go into that. And so, you know, it would be like saying that if you were a full service restaurant, you have competition because there's a burger shop down the street, but you also have a mean, you know, spaghetti and meatballs that you're known for as well. And there's like no one that serves a burger and a spaghetti and meatball. So, you know, I think about there's parts and bits of our pieces where, or of our business where maybe there's some competition, but there's nobody that's getting this deep into ensuring contract compliance across the entire project lifecycle that de-risks the built world, you know, all stakeholders in the built world. No one out there like that.
You have some great on documentcrunch.com, some great success stories and case studies. A simple story I had with my company, I signed a contract. The guy was in the business. He wanted to help with things. I wrote that in there. We agreed on the fee. He got into it. He got to the end and he said, hey, I don't think I should pay as much of the fee because I did all this work. And I said, are you, and you know, this is tough because we're in a community. I'm building other people. You want them to be friends. He says, I said, well, you know, are you a man of your word? And I said, yes, let's go back and look what we agreed to down when we wrote it all out. And he read it. He got sort of red in his face and he said, you know what? You're right. And he wrote me the final check and he was happy because we talked about it. He just kind of lost sight of that. So maybe give some success stories.
So what you just described is what we're trying to go for. Let's talk about this. So you have this condition where for like most of our industry, the people that are involved in the actual negotiation of the contract are not then running the job. Right. So you've got like this disconnect between the people who did the deal and the people who are administering the deal. And what my experience has been is like most construction operators just aren't comfortable pushing back when someone takes a position like that, whether it's ignorance to what was in the contract, whether it's, you know, being scared to undermine the relationship, whether it's finding that it's just too complex of a thing. And like, so like, imagine that moment. Even at the big companies, there's no chance that you're saying time out, freeze, and the whole scene is freezing. You're walking out and calling your lawyer and saying, can you draft me a memo? Like in the trailer, like I'm in the trailer, draft me a memo that shows why I'm right. That's not happening. What you need is people that have a fundamental understanding of what the deal was and can hold someone else accountable to that in a professional way without bluster or without raising nonsense, to like get what you are entitled to. And so what you just described is exactly what I think is missing from the vast majority of our industry every day. And that is the effect that we're trying to have. We're trying to follow folks around like an angel on their shoulder to not only help them easily understand what they need to know, but to also just give them that little nudge of confidence and support that they need to make the right decision at the right time. And that's exactly like you just nailed it. If the whole industry was made up of views, we would have no need for Document Crunch. But that's not what is going on in our industry.
So you mentioned your mother early on. When you were a kid, did you ever see yourself? I mean, I my first job was construction. I liked it because things happened. You know, I had a consulting gig internship and I couldn't see as many things happening. Construction's like, wow, that is built, that excited me. So something got you interested in construction. Was it, as a kid, or you got to college and you thought, what led you to
I was just super confused as a college freshman. I declared a major.
that?
And
Weren't we all?
the Rinker School of Construction at UF is a top program. And at the time, this was in 2001, they were talking about how they had 100% job placement. My dad had a little bit of exposure to the industry as well. And so I had a little bit of awareness about it. And so I was just like, you know what? I'll try this out. And I ended up really liking the industry. What I didn't like was I didn't love the details, technical details of putting a project together. I liked the business side of the industry more. And so that's kind of what led me down the path of like, I went to law school, kind of knew I wanted to be involved in the industry, but didn't want to be a project manager. Lo and behold, I just made a whole career in this space. And I do. I really enjoy like going back. I love the idea of chasing and winning. I love the idea of bettering our economy, or our local communities too. Like there's not even a better feeling now, even in like my neighborhood, when you see that there's a new project underway, whether it's a new beautiful home or, a new mixed use development. And, you can only imagine how much better that's going to make your life or how beautiful something like that is. And so I do have a general appreciation for the industry and I've had a great career in it. And I'll actually say it's funny, because I didn't have exposure to the whole innovation side of our industry as a construction attorney, but this is actually my favorite cross section of the industry. Having worked with a ton of operators, having worked with a ton of project teams, having worked with a ton of executives, having worked with a ton of lawyers, the decision makers who are in charge of and implement innovation and have kind of that little bit of that creative, we've got to move the industry forward mindset. It's actually been my favorite like segment of the industry to work with.
Well, the thing that's obviously one of the many things special and unique about you is lawyers are not always known, they want to be, but not always known for the most practical solutions. I can say this because my father was a lawyer, but there's nothing more practical than solving issues in construction with contracts. So you're really grounded in the actual practical application of documents. It's not constitutional. There may be some constitutional questions. I'm not saying that you wouldn't get into that as well, but the focus I think is more on making the contractor's, life easy, because he's not going to want to end up in a case in the Supreme Court.
That's exactly right. I mean, that is, look, being a construction lawyer, I don't know that it's the most sophisticated like area of the law. If you want to go, fight in the Supreme Court, construction law is probably not the right place to be. But what's really nice about construction, to your point, is a well like negotiated, well drafted, clear agreement really can help, and then a good understanding by the parties of that agreement can really grease the wheels for better business outcomes. And so, there's something very business minded about that. And that was always very attractive to me.
Well, it's fantastic to meet you. People can go to your website, documentcrunch.com. Is there anything else that you'd like to say or a way for them to reach out to you in particular? I'm sure there's a contact information they can call to learn more if they want your help or your company's help.
Feel free to visit the website, like you said, documentcrunch.com. You can also just find me on, LinkedIn, Josh Levy, Document Crunch. I'm fairly active on there. Document Crunch is active on there. Kind of going back to what you said before, that this community concept, this Crunch community concept, it's really just it's a very interactive and engaged, thing that we're building here. And so, come on and share your thoughts. We'd love to hear from you, good, bad, or otherwise. We just welcome the dialogue and welcome kind of building this, one good human being at a time.
Well, I think any business that says their client treats you like a partner, I'm not sure you can have a higher endorsement than that. So, well done. Congratulations. I know you got a lot of work and some challenges too ahead with all the growing you're doing international. My gosh. But I look forward to watching your journey and staying in touch.
Thank you so much for having me.